Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I'm your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. Today is another Discover a New Musical edition where you, the listener, and me, the host, get to learn about a new show together. If you are looking for a new musical to discover, then you should check out the concept EP, Suenos, Our American Musical. Now, today we will be speaking with Lynette Hanau, Chris Carrasco, two performers on the EP, as well as the writer-composer, Jesse J. Sanchez. So without further ado, let's welcome the three of them to the show. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Awesome. Well, first of all, congratulations on the show. It's awesome that you got it on its feet, and I just took a listen to some of the stuff. Sounds great. So now, before we get into the show itself, let's get to learn you about you guys first. So I always ask for a 30-second bio of each one of the people on the show. So Chris, unfortunately, we're going to start with you. You're the guinea pig. Who is Chris in 30 seconds?
Hi, my name is Chris. The timer is counting down. I grew up in Flat Rock, North Carolina, rural Appalachia, in the middle of the backwoods. Hated it. Decided one day I'm going to move to New York City and be a star. I went to Penn State for musical theater. It was a good time. I thought I was escaping the woods. Turns out there's woods everywhere. That's what woods are for. Those moments in the woods. My family came to the United States in 1999. And I was born here. And I love spaghetti and Americanized Italian food. And I live in Astoria, New York.
Perfect. That was 27 seconds. So you're good. You're right under. Nice. Lynette, let's hear about you.
Hi, good morning. My name is Lynette Hanau. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, raised in Hamden, Connecticut. My family's from the Dominican Rebbers, Badison originate, and Angelo Rebber role, which is pretty big, I think. And unfortunately, like, it took that long, but it's fine. I'm grateful to be the first. Fun fact, I went to school for business. I went to University of Connecticut, worked in banking, loved to sing since I was little. My friend told me to go to the open call of On Your Feet, the Gloria Estefan show. Went there with a headshot printed on my iPhone 4, taken on my iPhone 4 printed at Walgreens. And with that, with high school theater experience, I made my Broadway debut. So what's meant for you is yours, and nobody can take that from you.
Very nice.
That was definitely over 30 seconds, right?
Yes. You know what? Chris was 3 seconds under, so you just borrowed his. So okay. It works out. That's perfect.
Thank you, Chris.
Jesse, how are you going to talk this?
Yeah, I know, right? Jesse J. Sanchez, he, him, his. I am originally from San Jose, California. I now currently reside at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, Oregon. And I majored in music education and jazz studies at the University of Idaho. Grew up with musical theater at the high school that I went to. Shout out to Miss K, who introduced theater and orchestra pit playing to me. And I started writing Sueños about 7 years ago. So I'm sure we'll get into that, but that's about me.
For sure. I'm always curious, were you always into musical theater growing up, or is that something you discovered a little bit later in life? Chris, let's start with you, and then we'll work our way around again.
Very first introduction to really anything music and performance wise was the Selena movie starring Jennifer Lopez. That movie really changed my life. And it really showed me a world that was possible for specifically, Latin Americans and specifically Mexican Americans, and a road for people to, if you have a dream and you work really hard, you can make it happen. And so I think for the longest time, my mom was a single parent. And so there wasn't really a whole lot of money lying around for really anything extra. And so I always wanted to be involved in performing arts in any kind of way I could. But it wasn't until later that was even something I did. And so basically my introduction to a lot of it was going to the public library and checking out the Wicked cast recording from the media section, and Billy Porter's on the corner of Broadway and Soul. You know what I mean? Those two specifically were ones that we regulated back and forth. And so like, that was kind of my introduction. And I was really thankful to have that as a resource, fund the public libraries because they make dreams come true. I would not be moving to New York City if it wasn't for all of those Saturdays that I spent there, and having the life that I have now. And so, yeah, I basically started theater in middle school because I went to go see this childhood development counselor whose name is Bruce Youngkin. Him and his wife essentially became like grandparents to me over the span of my life. And so they drove me to every rehearsal. They like paid for my voice lessons when I couldn't. Even years later, I still call Florence. Bruce sadly passed away earlier this year. But it was through like their support that I was even able to, you know, take my first classes and do the thing. And so, yeah.
Very nice. Good shout out for the public libraries. They're the best. I love them. All right. Next. What have you always been into musical theater?
No. So I started singing in church. My dad was the choir director, played the guitar. My mom and all my aunts sang in the choir. And so since I could walk, I would run up to the microphone, like all the way up there and sing. So I didn't discover musical theater until middle school, but really high school is when I understood that you can sing, dance, and act at the same time. And Chris, thank you for bringing that up. I never thought about the Selena movie being so instrumental in my life. It's true. I watched that when, since I was little, and I would get up and dance and sing, but again, never understood that I just was a singer, right? I just kind of considered myself a singer. But then in high school, I had an incredible theater teacher, Eric Nyquist, and the Hamden Fine Arts community. Like, again, shout out to, you know, the arts departments in our schools and in our towns, because the experience I had, you know, going into professional theater was from there. And so he just pulled out and saw all of the potential in me and made me understand that this is something that I, you know, fulfills my soul, that it's something that I love to do. And so that is kind of what propelled me into believing in myself and just trying for the heck of it. And just trying for the heck of it has led to so much. And I'm just very grateful for that.
Very nice. Jesse.
Yeah. Well, I haven't always been in musical theater, obviously, but I was exposed early on as a kid. My grandpa, they're all of my family is actually from Los Angeles. I know I said I'm from San Jose, but they all play music. They're all, you know, lines and line generations of mariachi. And so they all played in church bands. They all played, you know, in bands in the 50s, 60s, 70s. They all, you know, just exposed me to music. And so when I was young, we would go to family gatherings and everybody could play something or sing something. And I was like the one that couldn't. So I was like, oh my gosh, I am determined to figure out how to play an instrument or sing or something. So I went to a public performing arts magnet. And so I went to the school starting in middle school, and I went to a school and my mom said, you should sign up for beginning band. So I was like, okay, yeah. And then I can learn the trumpet because then I can play with my grandpa and I can play with, you know, all my family members when we go down. And so I started there and quickly picked it up and quickly excelled at it. And I thought I was like, oh my gosh, this is really cool. And then fast forward, I went to high school and I didn't realize, because at the same time I joined choir, I joined jazz band, I joined, you know, concert band, the marching band, I joined all the things. And I was like, oh, this is all really cool. On top of sports. But in high school, the choir teacher, she came into a band rehearsal and she said, hey, Jesse, I heard that that the musical theater pit is actually looking for a trumpet player and I'm the conductor. So guess what? You're going to do it. And I was like, okay, sure. So she pulled me in and I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. All right. Went to the first rehearsal and it was for Oklahoma. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. So there's like string instruments, there's band instruments, plus there's singing, and then like there's dancing. And my mind was blown because I was like, oh my gosh, I love all of this. And so then, you know, at the high school that I went to, we would do three musicals a year because of the performing arts magnet. And so I was exposed to like 12 musicals in high school. Plus like, then I started gigging outside and playing the trumpet, playing piano. And so that was kind of like what started me in musical theater and I just loved it. I got exposed to, you know, the Les Mis's of the world and Guys and Dolls and all those things. But then, you know, I didn't think it would be something I would turn it into a career. Until I saw Rent, and I always credit actually Rent, and then obviously In the Heights, because I knew, like, oh, first of all, it doesn't have to be the boomchuck music. It could actually be other kinds of music that I listen to, like Selena or, you know, whatever. And so I really loved the Rent movie. Shout out to the Rent movie. And watched it literally for 7 days straight, and went after school every single day and was obsessed with it because I had no idea that was that could be a thing. And then I discovered, obviously, shout out to Alex Lacamoire. I discovered Alex on a video of 96,000 way back when of In the Heights, and was like, wait. So now there's also a conductor who looks like me. And I thought it was just really, really cool to see, like, hip hop and salsa, merengue, just all these different styles, where I always thought, again, that it could only be like the boomchuck style or big grand, you know, orchestral operetta style. So that was kind of my, where I knew I could do it.
Nice. Rent is a gateway for many, many people, for sure, for sure. So let's jump ahead a little bit and let's get to your show. So give us the synopsis and a little bit of the production history and why it was created.
Sure. Synopsis, it's a new original contemporary musical celebrating Mexican Chicano people and cultures, and weaves their stories into the fabric of American musical theater. It's a story that takes place in the late 90s. While living in the San Francisco Bay Area. The story explores an aspiring classical composer, Ali, and his dream of going to Juilliard. With the support of his mom and new friends, he attempts to make his dream come true, even when the odds are stacked against him. Unfortunately, later on in the story, we run into some trouble with the dad, who is not so supportive due to his own history. And you'll see that the worlds kind of collide, and they ultimately have to make like a huge choice whether Ali wants to continue on in music and kind of push and break the boundaries or the cycle of what has been, or does he just continue on the path and not pursue his classical music dream? So that's that. And then the show history, I mean, it's funny because I look at Lanady and I'm like, oh my gosh, Lanady was probably, I always credit Lanady as like one of the first people to really like put the show's name into the ether. What it started probably like 2017. I came and did a reading in New York, and the first person I reached out to was Lanady. I was like, hey, you want to do this reading? And she's like, who are you? But okay, sure, let's do it. And then I said, hey, but also, do you know anybody for these roles and these roles? And then before I knew it, I had like an all-star cast with Eliseo Roman, the late great Doreen Montavo, and did a reading for the first time, self-produced, just, you know, didn't really pay anybody anything, and just, you know, a bunch of friends around who quickly became family, and just read a first early version of the script, and it was really, really amazing. Learned a bunch, and then, you know, I've been to we did a workshop at the Black Swan, which is no longer there, at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Have workshopped it a ton through all the phases with New York Theater Barn, including the choreography lab, and also a developmental workshop, which was funded by, in part by a Frank Young NAMT grant. Did the Barn on Fire Festival of New Musicals, which was mentored by Jerry Mitchell. Did the Johnny Mercer Writers Grove at Goodspeed, which was incredible. Jonathan Brielle and his folks over there, they were super instrumental into a new second act that I don't think anybody on this call has actually read yet. But they really helped me out. And then this concept album. So we've, you know, and with a bunch of little readings sprinkled in between and different kinds of, you know, little concerts and different kinds of things, of course.
So Lanady, it sounds like you came on pretty early in the process, almost as a casting agent, according to this, you know, finding people. So
I mean, I love to help and be, you know, be what others have been to me, to others, if that makes any sense. You know, when I met Jesse, like, I think it was through Instagram. I don't even remember, like, Jesse reached out asking if I would be, you know, that he knows Alex Lacamoire, you know, and I know Alex, and like, would I feel comfortable asking our conductor at On Your Feet to have him shadow, like watching conductor something, right? I don't even remember, because honestly, COVID has taken my memory. Like, ever since the pandemic, my memory is shot. So 2017 feels like 1,000 years ago, but we just connected, and like, ever since then, like anything that I can, you know, any way that I can help amplify his voice, you know, as a Latin composer, we don't have many, unfortunately, especially writing new musicals. It's just really important to like, just, you know, use my platform or my voice or whatever to help spread the word and help like, just spread this joy because it is joyous. And yeah.
And Chris, how did you get involved?
Really fabulous story. So a dear friend of mine, whose name is Joe Barros, we did a musical together called Tuck Everlasting. Rest in peace to Tuck Everlasting. It had like a 4-month run on Broadway, deserved more. But we did that together when I was 17 years old. I played the lead. It was very fun. It changed my life. I literally got like a little tattoo on my wrist, like the gayest place to get a tattoo, but it's what I wanted. And my mother was so upset. She was like, why would you do that to your body? And I said, because I'm gay, Ma. But anyway, we did that show together. And then he's just basically been like a mentor to me in my life. And so like I text him all the time. And whenever I have a question for something, he's always the first person to ask. But the summer after we did that musical, I remember getting a weird text from him being like, hey, you should listen to this song. I think you should sing it at some point. And it was They Will See from Sueños. And so I was like, okay, let me file this in the back of my mind. I sent a little email to Jesse being like, hey, do you have the sheet music? He never responded. Because I guess maybe they just hadn't written it or something. I'm now in school for musical theater. I was doing a contract at a theme park. It was my first theme park thing. I had a miserable time. It was not going good. I just wanted to cry every day. I was like living in a motel, like doing 4 shows a day at this theme park and just being like, what am I doing here? I was going into my, I had just like lost like the biggest role of my like career then. Amazing. Like I was like 22 years old, like about to be on Broadway. And then it didn't happen. And I was like, what am I going to do? Clearly, like, you don't know what you don't know. Like, there's so much. 22 is like nothing in the span of things, right? And so it was like literally that, maybe 2 weeks later, I then get a call from Joe basically being like, hey, so I don't know if you ever remember me sending this song to you. We want to do the recording of the music. Would you at all be interested in, you know, singing the part of Ali? And I was like, oh, okay, sure, I guess. And so then I sent off a quick little email, and then one thing led to another. And then I'm randomly in a Uber to Brooklyn about to record music with some of like Broadway's greats. You know, it was like the craziest experience because it was, I'd never been in a studio like that before. I had never really, it's so interesting because it was like a room full of these like people that I had like read their names on Broadway cast recordings before. And then me, random nobody, you know what I mean? So it was definitely a really cool learning experience, but that's basically how I got involved.
And Jesse, how was that stepping into the studio and having your song sung by, you know, these incredible performers? You know, tell us a little bit about that experience and putting the album together.
Yeah. And I also have to shout out the band. The band was just extremely incredible, right? Like, you know, it's not like every day you get a full, like, you know, Latin American cast, but also like a predominantly Latino band, right? And it was just, you know, it was heaven, being able to kind of reflect. You know, I sometimes when I go back and listen to songs, I'm so in the mode of like, okay, that could be better, or that lyric needs to change, or that lyric needs to tweak, or maybe I need to write an extended version here or something, right? But in that moment, it was purely about the score and the story. And I was able to kind of reflect on the beginnings, like remembering like, oh, I remember where I was when I started writing There We'll See. I remember where I got the motif from. I remember where I was, you know, where all those things. And it was kind of like a beautiful just reflection on where I've been, but also I get to share that experience with mi gente, right? With my people, the people who, you know, that I'm writing it for, that I wrote it for. And so, and then, you know, now hearing it, I'm like, this is just the beginning, actually. So it's been really, really special. And I've made so many beautiful connections through this story, whether it goes on to Broadway or not. I've made so many lasting friendships and again, family, right? Chosen family. people who have supported me and continue to support me, which is just really, really incredible. But being in that studio and, you know, the folks at Virtue and Vice were just absolutely delightful. Lloyd, I have to shout out as well, our music producer, who just has killed it, and these recordings just sound so beautiful. They're beautifully mastered. And then, of course, having the support of Hector and Joe and Nicole and Jim Kirsten and all the folks just being pushing the art to the front and making sure that, you know, we get to have what we need so that way we can actually put this concept album out.
Nice. And I'm glad you brought up the band, because those are the unsung heroes of shows. I always stay at the end of the show till the band is very all done and clap for them, because they deserve it. No one recognizes them.
Yeah. And specifically this music, right? Like, not everybody can come in and play a montuno and just slay it, you know, or tumba or any of those things. They knew exactly what I was going for. There's even questions, you know, with our brass section, like, are you sure you don't want to do that? And I'm like, yeah, I do actually. And they're like, what if I did this? I'm like, oh, actually, that's a better idea. So, you know, just collaborating with folks who understand the origins of the music and really making it authentic, I think was something that you don't always get.
Lenady, the songs that you sing in the show, like, how did they touch you and your experiences, and you know, how close was it to some of the stuff that you experienced and you understood them?
I mean, in simplest terms, it was just so special to be in a room collaborating with so many Latins, right? I mean, I think Courtney maybe was the only like non-Latina, maybe, if I can remember correctly. But it was just, again, incredible to be a part of a new work, singing these songs that are being, you know, recorded like this for the first time, and collaborating with everyone, like seeing people that look like me, and just in a room again where everyone just clicked. We just all felt safe and comfortable. I don't know if I'm speaking for everyone, that's just how I felt. And just seeing Jesse do his thing and like just being supportive and singing with so many incredible people about, you know, a story about us, and just collaborating on something new with so many artists I respect, and just again being a part of a new work and just seeing how it flourishes. And it was just really, really special.
Chris, same question.
Well, I think my philosophy as an artist, as an actor, just a human being on this planet, is that a very long time ago, another mentor in my life told me this phrase, which I say all the time. I'm sure people are just like, oh, that's so heady and annoying. But it's like, you know, as artists, we are the storytellers of the human experience, right? And so I think it's only just and documentable and justified that, like, you know, we take that tapestry of human experience, we record it as diversely and as colorful as possible. You know what I mean? That's just right. Because it's like, the second you leave people out of the story, you know, that's wrong. And that's erasure. And all of a sudden, you know, the entire generations of people are suddenly forgotten. You know what I mean? And so art is how people have a fundamental understanding of one another. And so it's just really exciting to be, once again, like Lenny said, in a room of people who can show you that there is a path forward, can show you that there is, you know, a space and a world for you, even in moments when it doesn't feel like there necessarily is. You know, when I was in high school, my entire family was deported because of the Trump administration. And so it was that moment where I felt like, oh, like, not only does it feel like there's not a place for me, it feels like there's actively, like, you know, places and people like against me, you know what I mean? And so like, it was like such a crucial moment in my like development as a person, because, you know, you have to stop and realize, like, what is the move forward from this? You know what I mean? I've spent, you know, half of my life now, you know, thinking about musical theater, and there are clearly like so much bigger, more important things in life. But it's like, you know, you step back and with time, you know, you grow and you develop, and you realize that, like, you know, you're able to find yourself in rooms like, you know, that day we recorded that recording, that, you know, it's like, oh, like, life does move on. And like the way that you survive ultimately is by shared community and experience, and, you know, realizing that, you know, there is a table for you, and it's got a great plate of rice and beans at it. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Nice. Well, the show sounds great. The songs, the singers, the band. So congratulations to all of you on what you put together. Jesse, now we got to find out how can people find this album? Where can they find it?
It will be available on all streaming platforms. You can also visit our website, www.sueñosmusical.com. And also you can follow us on Instagram, of course.
Perfect. So everybody, all listeners, check them out. Check out the individual people and the show itself, because it does sound great. Thank you. Thank you to the three of you for coming on and talking about the show, introducing yourself to people who might not know you. And, you know, it is a great album. So I do have to say congratulations once again.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. So we were just speaking with Jesse Lanady and Chris about the new album, Suenos, our American musical, which is coming out on October 13th, 2023. Check it out anywhere that you that is available for wherever it is streaming music. So check those out. All right. Tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion. That is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.